Hey, blockheads, this is DJ AKV Amanda Knight, and I'm here to let you know that my so-called Whatever podcast and No More Games Radio have joined forces. Listen to No More Games Radio on Sundays at 2 p.m. for your favorite episodes of my so-called Whatever podcast, and maybe a live episode? Who knows? Tune in to my so-called Whatever podcast for upcoming No More Games Radio features and exclusive stories from our staff and DJs. And as always, follow us on social media at No More Games Radio and at my so-called Whatever. Hang tough!
Hey.
Hi there. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yay.
Just finished dinner.
I have not started yet, but I will. We will. But no, I came home from work and Sadie was not hungry and she didn't really eat much of her lunch either. So I was like, oh, are you feeling okay? But don't worry. I brought her McDonald's because they're on school vacation this week. So I brought her McDonald's. I left work and got her that, and I got her a shamrock shake. She finished the shamrock shake. She also made another shake, a homemade shake.
What?
Made out of fudgesicles.
Oh, she drank that too, or no?
She sure did.
Good for her.
She sure did. And then
that's resourceful.
It is. And she had two chicken nuggets. So right. Anyway, she's not hungry. So I was like, oh, that's all right. I'll just have something later. I'm not super hungry either because I got a fillet of fish. It was delicious.
Yum. Divine.
Oh my God. It was so good. But anyway, so it's Monday night.
Yeah. School vacation.
Yep.
Bryn is working until 8.
Wow.
Her first late shift.
Getting that bank.
Getting that bank.
They must close at like 7 or 8.
They close at 6 normally, but they're having a special sale.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
She's all hands on deck. That. This weekend we went to Waterville, the big city of Waterville. Bryn almost went off the road on the way home.
Well,
I screamed bloody murder while with Brody's friend in the car.
And why? Like, what happened?
I think he's scared of me now. We have this safety feature in the car that if you get too close to the line, it will kind of put you back over.
Yes.
And, well, did you hear that?
What?
And what happened was, the dog was just barking.
Oh, I did not hear.
What happened was the car, she was like nervous. There was somebody who was like crossing the line on the other side. So she moved over and she hit the rumble strip. And when she hit the rumble strip, the car like jerked itself, which has never done that before. She says it jerked itself. I think she did it, but whatever. But then it kept jerking back and forth and she wasn't doing that. The car was. And I go, Bryn, what the hell are you doing? And screaming from the bus. And of course, Brody's friend, like who we don't know, is like, what the hell?
What's going on with Mrs. Schreier?
And like, yeah, he thinks I'm crazy. So I'm just as long as they don't make fun of Brody, you know?
Right. And I'm sure they won't. But like, so my car doesn't do that. Maybe it does, but we don't have it turned on. Like, I think you can turn that setting off. Because there's other things that it will do that I have turned off. Because I want it to just be like a classic ride. But
I mean, I like it. It's just it wasn't able to find the lines because there was like a thin layer of snow. So I mean, I think she was jerking it back and forth. TBH.
Well,
I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that because she's probably going to listen to this while I'm editing. It was the car.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. But also, like, she's a newer driver.
Yeah.
And you experience these things, and
the whole other ride was perfect.
Yeah.
It was fine. I just didn't want to ride up front with her because I still get nervous driving at night.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got a blog party for you this week.
We do. And we're back this week. We're a little bit late, but that's okay. Cause we've been a little late some of these weeks anyway.
I mean, come on.
We're really sticking to
Shamon,
it.
Shamon.
Are you like Michael Jackson?
Kind of. Yeah.
Oh,
do you like that?
Can I tell you, speaking of Michael Jackson, my absolute favorite thing is seeing like TikToks and reels pop up.
Uh-huh.
Of the Michael Jackson clip where he's like, they lie. Have you seen those?
No.
I'll send you one.
I like the one where he's like, my back hurts. It's like, and then like, there's like a yes. meme. Is that the one?
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one. It's like part of, I think, the same interview, but they okay. use different clips. But it's so funny. Rest in peace.
Can we talk about Michael Jackson's real voice? Have we ever talked about that on the podcast?
Real voice?
That his real voice is deep? Wait, have I not sent you those TikToks?
No, you have not.
Okay, Michael Jackson's voice is not what you guys think it is.
Is it kind of like a Paris Hilton thing?
Kind of. See, I did my research on this because okay. I was like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way that this is real. Michael Jackson was told by a vocal coach that in order to hit the notes that he wanted to hit, he had to always speak at a higher pitch.
Oh.
That is why he
interesting.
Speaks like that. But when he was around his friends and when he was relaxed, he would talk in his regular voice. And you can hear it by listening to, I think it's In the Closet. Keep it in the closet. You know that song.
That reminds me of you.
I love that song so much. There's a part, like a spoken part that he speaks. That's him speaking. It's deep.
So you need to send me these TikToks or like clips or something.
Brooke, I sent them to you. You must just not have, because I was like, there was one night I stayed up until 3 o'clock in the morning because I was like, this is not true. There's no way that this is true.
I do not recall at all. So unless it was maybe you sent me like a slew of TikToks.
It was
and
a slew
I maybe
of them.
Missed.
It was probably some. Yes.
It might have been in there. But I would really be interested in that. Like really.
Right. And there it was funny because there were like interviews of people talking about his real voice. And like
crazy.
I was like, hey man. Like it's like just a
like a normal dude.
He doesn't, that was not his real voice.
So different from Paris Hilton.
Different from Paris Hilton.
For reasons. Different reasons than Paris right. Hilton.
But similar.
But that they similar don't that have the same they voice. Can just change that.
Right.
I don't think I could do that. That would be exhausting.
Yeah. But like he did it for the art. Like he did it for the right. artistry.
Right.
And like that's amazing to me. And, you know, I've had a hard time dealing with like the accusations and stuff and separating that because I love you guys. I love Michael Jackson so much. So it's like you can still love the work.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So people get it. People get it.
Right. Right.
So, I think that's something, you know, that we all of us of a certain age, we feel that.
We fight with it.
Many you of know, us.
Yeah. So anyway,
anywho,
yes.
On that
Michael
note,
Jackson low voice, go on TikTok. Michael Jackson's real voice. Hold on. I won't be able to play it because we'll get copyrighted.
Right, right. So just go find it. Or maybe we can post it in the Facebook group.
I'm gonna post it in the Facebook group and I'm gonna post it on our website because I've been able to post our pages.
Sweet.
So be on the lookout for that. But awesome. I watched this one particular TikTok at least 10 times. At least.
That's so crazy.
Sorry, I have to keep clearing my throat because I'm coming down with something again.
Let me clear my throat. Should we intro?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. This is Brooke.
This is Nikki.
And this is my so-called whatever. Hey. Welcome to the block party.
And we ain't leaving out nobody.
It's nope. time. It's time for us to do this because it's been a few weeks since we had a block party, like it three is. Or it something. Is.
But we've, so this got, is exciting. We've got one for you. We got a good one for you this week.
We got some stories from the vault.
We do. We have some stories from the vault. Yeah. And this here, this first story here, I think Brooke's going to read.
Oh, yeah, I'll read this. Yeah, I'll read this story.
Is the picture got me because we could talk about this photo, this one particular photo that you'll have to go on the website and look at forever because you're just like, what is happening? I wonder what's going on in that photo.
What is going on in that photo? Right. It's like chaos.
And I think she explains in the story. I have not looked at the story because I do a really good job when I copy and paste it. I try not to read. There have been some that I can't. Because you'll see but I tried really hard, especially with these vault ones. I didn't read anything. So, Brooke,
yes.
Take her away.
All right. This is Christina's first meet and greet story.
We love Christina so much.
Whoa. This is taking it back to the old school because she's an old fool who's so cool. All right. She says, hi, Brooke and Nikki.
Let me show you the way. Well, there it is.
Let me hear you say. I have been slacking on sending you more stories, but life has been busy. Christina, you're good.
You're all set.
I found some old blog posts from the NKOTB Ning site message boards.
My favorite place. Anyone remember
the Ning site?
The Ning site was the best.
Here is a story about my first NKOTB meet and greet from the October 22nd, 2008 reunion show.
Crazy.
I was 28 years old.
Ugh. I was also 28 years old.
Yep.
About to turn 29.
Yep. I've also included some pictures. I promise to send my story from going to see The Wanderer 2 really soon. Thanks.
I think she did. I'm not yeah. positive, but I think she did.
Probably. I'm sure she did. All right. Here's the story. I went to the New Kids on the Block concert in Milwaukee on... Okay. Can I tell you, whenever... I'm interjecting here for a second.
Okay.
Whenever I say Milwaukee... Actually, specifically whenever I read Milwaukee,
you want to say best?
I want to say Milwaukee.
Hi.
Like in Wayne's World.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Then you have to say every time I struggle. So, okay.
Milwaukee.
So this is her story. I went to the New Kids on the Block concert in Milwaukee on October 22nd. This marked the beginning of New Kids on the Block week for me. My friend Michelle and I arrived at the Bradley Center at 9 a.m. since we both took the day off of work to stalk the New Kids. Quote unquote.
FYI, stalk. Yes, those were in quotations. Yes. That doesn't really mean stalk.
Correct. A girl who worked at the Bradley Center came over and asked if she could interview us and take some pictures. We said yes. She was like 23 years old and said that she was a bit young when the New Kids first came out and so wasn't really a fan. We asked if she had seen any of the guys or knew if they were coming out, but she had no clue. We caught a glimpse of Barrett, Griffin, and the nanny at, aww, I think, 11 something when they came out to go for a walk. He was a little baby. Just a little thing. Then we saw Joe a bit later and he waved at us as he went into the venue. Danny came out a bit later and waved as he walked into the venue. Then we saw Jordan come out and get into a car and he waved. This was actually kind of funny because there was a company whose name I didn't catch there shooting a promotional video. They had a man in an alligator suit and he was supposed to walk past us and then act like he was flashing us. We were supposed to look disgusted.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
A little unhinged.
There's so much going on here.
Just as the guy was yelling action, Jordan Knight came out of the tour bus and walked toward the car. We all started screaming and taking pictures. The car leaves with Jordan in it and the guy with the camera goes, all right, ladies, let's try this again. Can we
wait a second?
Real quick, can we find this promotional video?
Right, and this is all is Jordan just coming out during the promotional video, like coincidentally, or like is he coming out because they're filming this promotional video?
I don't know. I don't know if it's part of the video or if he was just like just coming out, you know.
I need to see this because I want to see the guy in the alligator suit.
Same. We need to find it.
Right.
Okay, noted. We got to find it. Yes. Or somebody needs to find it and send it to us.
Yes, please. Jill? Jill?
You read my mind. You read my stinking mind.
Jill. FBI Jill.
All right. Robo came out a little before 3 p.m. and said that he would bring Donnie out, but we could not take individual pics or have autographs.
Was that the bodyguard?
I'm assuming, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Donnie came out and said that it was cold out there, which it was. One of the girls told him, Milwaukee. One of the girls told him that she had been there since 6 a.m. He asked why. And I said, because we love you. He seemed to be trying to warm us up as he went down the line because he kept rubbing everyone's backs. He got about a quarter of the way down the line and started taking individual pics of people, even though Robo had said no. Donnie does what Donnie wants. So those of us in the front of the line said that we didn't get a pic. He told us to go to the end of the line and he would take one with us. Robo yelled at us a bit because he thought that we had already gotten pics, but we told him that we hadn't. So I got another Donnie hug and a new pic with him. Then we left to freshen up.
But they already did get pics?
No.
Okay.
They didn't. He skipped a bunch and then started taking the pictures.
Oh,
so anyone yes. that didn't, he said to go to the end of the line and he would get them.
Yes.
Then we left to freshen up for the 5-star VIP meet and greet. Somehow our group of 10 got split up. So I ended up in group E with only one other girl that I knew. The other girls that I was there with were in group A. Not really sure how that happened, but oh well. We got our gift bags and went into the meet and greet room. Finally, it was my turn.
I want to know what was in the gift bags. Was this the underwear?
I was looking to see if there was a picture, but there is not.
I need to know, Christina, what was in the gift bags.
You go ahead and follow up with us on that.
I think maybe underwear we'll follow was up like with a, you. I think the underwear was a like NKOTB Block Nation.
Ah, interesting.
Possibly, but I want to know what was in those gift bags back in the day. Actually, Christina, have you had... Okay, this would be awesome. Listen, just hear me out. I would love Christina to like do a message for us if she's able. She's yes. super busy these days. I mean, she's yeah. always super busy. Oh my God. But I would love to know what you got in each gift bag. Because I bet you've done a VIP for every tour.
Right.
I would like
we
to
might
know.
Have to be, you might be dipping into your memory banks for that.
Yes. Yes. I feel like she would know though. I feel like she'd remember.
If she didn't remember off the top of her head, I know she has pictures.
Right. Right.
Or something that would remind her.
Right. Sorry to interrupt. I just needed yeah. to interject and say that.
Let's see. She continues. I had a gift for them that was a black Celtics cooler bag filled with a 6-pack of Spotted Cow beer, ooh. A bottle of New Guinness Belgian cherry ale.
That sounds good. That sounds scrumptious.
And mini Kit Kats and Twixes. Actually, that sounds actually that right there sounds tops.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like that.
I had also bought a navy blue hoodie for Griffin and ironed on a pic of Frank Sinatra on the back.
Aww.
Oh, cute. I was standing in line with my gift and the ILAA workers kept telling me that I needed to check my bag.
I love all access.
Thank you. I said, this is a gift for the guys. One girl said, all of that is for them. I said, yes. They don't understand how much I love NKOTB and I really want to do something special for them. So I walk in the meet and greet room and Donnie immediately read my shirt and then grabbed me. My shirt said that Donnie stole me from Joe. So... Donnie grabs me and pulls me to him to hide my shirt from Joe. He keeps saying that I can't let Joe see it because it will hurt his feelings. He was turning me around away from where Joe was.
I love it so much.
It's so playful. Finally, he told me that I had to go stand in the corner so that Joe couldn't see me. So I walked over to where Danny was and he gave me a hug and asked how I was doing. I said fine and that I had a gift for them and wanted to know who to give it to. He said Zach, but then realized that he wasn't around, so pointed me to another guy. I handed over the gift and then spotted John by himself, so I gave him a hug. He asked how I was doing, and I said, fine. Then Joe was free, so I walked up to him and apologized for my shirt. He put his arm around me and said that he is sure that Donnie was stealing a lot of us from him. He said that he understood, since the wife and baby probably ruins the fantasy.
Oh,
I said,
geez.
Yes. Oh, Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Then he asked if he could still entertain me, and I said, of course. He then took a picture of my shirt. All of a sudden, I know. So like, there's a picture of your shirt, of you wearing your shirt somewhere.
On Joe's camera, on his,
on like a hard drive or something.
What was the, those little cameras?
In the McIntyre,
the elf,
entire household.
The elf camera. Remember the little elf cameras?
No.
ELF.
No.
Yeah.
I do not remember
these. They were like the in cameras back then, like the MySpace cameras. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. I think they were the ELFs. Yeah. I had one.
I clearly did not.
No, wait, I didn't. I did not have one because I always swore by Sony digital cameras.
Yes, I had a Sony digital camera.
Yeah.
And I thought it had a 3x zoom.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
And I look at those pictures and I'm like, wow.
I will tell you, I was pretty impressed with the, I mean, back then I was like, look at how close Joe is in this picture, in this video.
Oh, well, yeah.
Remember in Portland when I had my camera?
Yep.
But yeah, that was actually the, that wasn't a Sony, because when I had Bryn, I had my Sony and it died the day after I had her. The camera completely died. So Kevin ran to Best Buy to get another camera.
Yeah.
And all they had was like Canons. And then I stayed with Canon.
So then, all right, where did I leave? Oh, she said. All of a sudden, Robo starts counting down for the photo. And I realized that I was not standing near a guy, but everyone else was. Donnie must have seen how lost I was looking. So he told me to go get next to Joe to make up for my shirt. So I kneeled down next to Joe for the picture. After the picture, I went over and said hi to Jordan, who gave me a hug. Then Robo said it was time to leave. Donnie reached out for me and gave me another hug. Then it was time to go back to the main area. It was so awesome, but went so fast. I totally forgot to ask them the questions that I had planned. Donnie just totally threw me by grabbing me at the beginning, and I lost all train of thought.
And that happens every time to me.
Understandable. My seats for the show were front row center. Whoa.
Wow.
So I was very excited about that. I got to talk to their bassist, Ethan Farmer, a bit in the meet and greet area before the show. He is very nice, and we talked about Chicago, which is where he is from and where I grew up. He started telling me a story about how they got to go to Prince's studio the day before in Minneapolis, and I think that he said they got to jam with Prince.
Excuse me?
That's amazing.
That's friggin' amazing.
Oh, Prince. He didn't get to finish the story because some girl came over and interrupted to ask him for his New Kids jacket.
Excuse me, miss?
Couldn't give it to her.
Excuse me? Excuse me, miss?
Because he wouldn't have a jacket to keep him warm. After that, he had to leave. Really?
That's rude.
That's ballsy.
It is.
On to the arena for the show. My seat was awesome, right in the front of the stage at the part where the guys would walk forward to the edge of the stage. The show was great. I was sorry that the Bradley Center wasn't more packed, but it is a larger venue than the Allstate Arena. I love the show and got video of the Twisted performance, which just gets better every time.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie pointed and smiled at me several times during the show, and so did Danny. I tried to go back to the B stage, but security wouldn't let me. After the show, Michelle and I went outside to wait for the guys. Danny came out after a little bit, and I got a hug and picture with him. Then we got to see their buses pull away. Joe was on Danny and Donnie's bus because his bus had left earlier to take Barrett and Griffin to Chicago. Joe had a beer in his hand, which I later found out was the beer that I gave them.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's amazing.
He went to get our car. We went to get our car and followed the bus to the Hyatt.
To go get our car.
It was parked over there, but we had missed Joe and Donnie peeking off the bus to sign some autographs. They signed a few more CDs while on the bus, and their assistant handed them back to fans. Then the bus left for Chicago. I went home because I had to work the next day. It was an awesome experience and I will never forget it. Can't wait to see my picture with them from ILAA. I hope I don't look stupid in it. Love you, ladies. Bye. Christina. And we have photos. She has photos that she sent us.
I can't wait to see my picture with them from ILAA.
Because this is a blog post. From back in the day. So she hadn't seen this picture yet.
Gotcha.
And now
I love that she kept that.
We see it.
Okay.
I know, me too.
I have a lot going on in my head tonight. My dog in the middle of it when I asked questions, it was because my dog dropped his bone, like huge bone, on my foot while Brooke was reading. I was trying not to make any noise. Can we just talk about the picture though? Let's just talk about the picture.
You guys have to go on our website and look at it because it is, it's a cluster.
Yes.
I mean, it's a lovely picture. First of all, let me say everyone looks incredible in it. Everyone is looking at the camera. They're smiling.
Yep. Everybody's it's not happy. Like,
you know how sometimes the photos now, I don't know if it's because they're so wide. They sometimes look a little distorted.
A little bit. Yeah.
It doesn't look distorted at all. It just looks like a good photo.
They're wearing those scarves, those early 2000s scarves.
I love it. Look at Joe. Joe in his scarf.
Joe in his glory. He looks so young. Not that he looks old now, but like he just looks so young. No, but
look at John. John looks like a baby.
I know. So Danny's with two ladies. And then there's Jordan. But like the girl that's with Jordan looks like she doesn't want to be with Jordan. She actually wants to be with Donnie. But Jordan's like, let me put my hand on you.
Right. Jordan's like, I don't have a lady. So Brooke, I'm just going to put my hand right here.
I'd be like, hey, Jordan, I'm here.
Obviously, same. Yeah.
I mean, I would let you go first. I would let
don't threaten me with a good time.
I would let you have them all to yourself. And then Donnie is cuddled up with this nice young lady.
Yes, who's very tall.
Prime Donnie time. Prime. And then there's two ladies wearing Celtics tank tops standing with John. And then another lady standing with John. So like there was nobody really with Jordan. Right. And then there's three ladies with Joe.
Right.
Including Christina.
So
it's such like early 2000s. I love it so much.
Yeah. It's very, as my daughter would say, it's giving 2008, Mom.
Yes, it is giving 2008.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's giving like The Office season 2.
Uh-huh. Like, yes.
It's exactly. It's just that time.
Yeah,
and I love it.
I love that she was talking about how she tried to go to B-Stage, but security didn't let her. I did not know concert etiquette back then. Not even a little. Not even a little. And it was probably like my third concert I'd ever been to when I went to go see them.
Yep.
Reunited. Maybe fourth. But I literally hurtled over the chairs. You can ask Brooke. I jumped. How I did that, I have no idea. But I hurtled over those stairs. Chairs.
And you got some really good pictures.
I did. I did. Joe and his gold lame. Gold lame.
I love it.
So that was an amazing. Christina, you always
deliver.
You deliver every single damn time.
Yep.
And you know.
She does. And we love you for it.
I love you.
We love you anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
But.
And.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So we have one more story for you.
Yes. And Nikki's going to read this one.
And it's entitled Jen's Joe Mac Redemption. And here we go. Hey, ladies.
Get like that. Funky.
So I recently started listening to your podcast. Yay. And introduced myself on your Facebook page with my awkward Joe story about blurting, I can't believe you're you at a meet and greet. I love it. So I wanted to share the redemption story too. 8 years ago today, my bestie / cousin and our other NKOTB bestie boarded our first NKOTB cruise, Manhattan, to Bermuda. I bet those waters were rough.
Oh, yeah.
We had no idea what to expect. To be honest, I'm pretty sure I thought it was just going to be a regular cruise with some new kid shows, and I was happy with that. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I bet you were surprised. What we got was what we got, as all NKOTB cruisers know, was so much more. After boarding the ship and making our way to our cabin, we sat down on the beds, and an insane excitement washed over my whole body. I remember saying, girls, we are on a ship with the new kids. Excuse me, I'm trying to do a podcast here.
Who are you talking to?
The dogs and the cats.
Oh.
They're making a ruckus. I'm trying ruckus. To read this really good story. So, and they all squealed.
Simmer down.
Simmer down. We proceeded to hang up our door decor, pick included. Can't wait to see it. And headed up to the Lido deck for the sailaway party. That was the start of the true magic. Seeing the new kids. Like, we knew we were there for them and they'd be there. But having actual confirmation was just overwhelming. We just kept goofy grinning at each other in total euphoric joy while the guys got us ready for the time of our lives.
This is the day of the times of our life.
Take that out. Take that out. Take that out.
Why did you sound like that?
I don't know, because I forgot the words. Oh, God. Okay. After the sail away party, we went back to our cabin to get ready for masquerade night. When we got up to the Lido for the party, the atmosphere was already lit AF.
Yeah.
Music bumping, everyone drinking and dancing, having a great time. And soon after, the new kids arrived, all decked out in masquerade attire. It was so surreal right from the start. You could feel energy of the band and fan flowing through everyone, a very unifying, we are one vibe. Before long, Joe popped up on a mini stage right in front of us. If the disorganized crowd were rows, we would have been like fourth row. So awesome. But then
that is awesome.
He got down from the stage and started to make his way through the crowd. He was headed straight to us as Whitney Houston's How Will I Know started playing. I was so... She typed a whole bunch of characters. Excited that he was going to pass even closer to us. And then... he stopped right between my cousin slash bestie and I, with our other bestie right behind me, and danced for the remainder of the song. In my total bliss, I attempted to take a selfie, pic included, and failed. But luckily, my inside voice screamed, "Bitch, just enjoy the fucking moment." And so I did. It was a perfect, beautiful dream. And as he moved along, we melted into a puff. She is a wonderful writer.
Yes, she is. And she's painting a picture.
She really is. And as he moved along, we melted into a puddle. I was not now sure that this wasn't going to be just a regular cruise with a few new kids shows. It was going to be absolute magic. And it was. I have so many stories from that cruise, but this one in particular stands out and it's not quite over yet. In the total cruise hangover after getting back home, we were all obsessively reliving the dream through pics and other people's YouTube videos. And somehow, some way, by some utterly divine force, some random amazing human posted a video of Joey on masquerade night and somehow captured from the moment he stopped between us until he moved along. That gives me goosebumps.
That's like, really. Amazing. You know, that's my dream, is to find when
that Jordan.
Yes, that's my I still look sometimes. I don't think I'm ever going to find it.
I don't know. Maybe someday. You never know.
It's my dream. But I'm so, so happy for you, Jen,
yes,
that you have that. And I can't wait to watch it.
Literally, as if we had asked them to record it. It's insane. And they may never know how eternally grateful these random strangers are to have a video to help relive one of the most magical experiences of our lives. I think you can see the complete elation and maybe some nerves at work on our faces. You can definitely see how careful we were not to touch him. We wanted him to feel safe and stay forever. Please don't go, Joe. Link to video below. And here's the link to the video. And let's take a look, shall we?
Yes.
We're going to have to take it out if you can hear it. Because what is he wearing over his eye? Oh, it's like a masquerade mask kind of.
It's, oh, here we go.
I have to turn it down because I don't want to get copyright infringement. That is amazing. That is so amazing. He's wearing like a Phantom of the Opera mask.
Yeah, it's very Joe.
Yes. But I like how everyone's just giving him his space.
That was 10 years ago.
And that's why he stayed there.
Right.
Is that her that just took the selfie?
I think so.
That's amazing.
But did you see the selfie?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna go look at it. Hold on.
It reminds me of 16 Candles.
Aww. That reminds me of, yeah.
But that's so funny.
That is hilarious.
I love it though.
So she said, love you girls and hope you've loved my trip down memory lane. We absolutely did. Jen.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much, Jen. Oh my God. We loved it so much.
And you guys, you can go to our website and you can check out the video and her pictures and her door decoration, which is so adorable.
Yes, it is.
I absolutely love it. And you know what? Like a banner. Our first cruise.
Yes. Yes.
Those door decorations were amazing.
Spot on.
We had amazing door decorations.
We did.
It was very labor intensive. Nikki spent days.
Weeks.
It was like, if you were to take all of the time that she spent, like, I can't say hours and hours and hours. It was like days upon days upon days. If you splice it all together, it would be like, I don't know, 3,000 hours or something.
It was great for our first cruise.
It was.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling you right now, a banner is where it's at.
And that's what we did last time.
And it was great.
And it was wonderful. it was great. And I mean, I loved what we did. It's just that, like, I felt, I don't know, the cruise that we went on, not this past one, but the one before, it was kind of surreal. Like,
yeah.
Like, are we really going on this? Like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
I think I will do a little bit more this next one than I did the other one, just because I enjoy doing that stuff. Like, I enjoy it.
It was a lot.
I'm not gonna do the paper plates.
No, that was too. I mean,
can you imagine?
Imagine now. I would have. How many more episodes do we have now than we did then?
Oh my god.
I mean, it's
a lot.
That's not feasible.
No.
But we had an amazing tour.
Yes, we did. It even had like a desk
on air. Yes, I was going to say our desk, our like microphone thing, our on air.
Didn't we use the on air thing this year? The cruise we were on too? Or no, do we not use it?
I don't think we did. Although I don't remember this. I'm sure we have a picture.
Yeah. What was funny was I like created that on air thing myself. Like,
right.
And then, like a year later, I bought one at Marshall's. Like, literally said on air. So I was like, "Oh yeah, that would have been so much easier." Hey,
but so, Jen, we love this so much.
Amazing stories, yeah. Jen, thank you. I hope you're still listening, and if you are, send us some more stories. We would love to hear them.
100%.
Yes. So. Anyway,
that's it.
That's all we have.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Did you hear that I'm setting up my hot tub this evening?
Yes, I did.
Yes, my dogs are being crazy.
Crazy taxi.
We just got one of those like inflatable hot tubs just to try it out, see if we like it, if we use it a lot, you know?
Which is very cool.
Yeah. And so
I want to come over.
Because at night, I'm always like, I just would love to sit in a bathtub. But like,
yeah,
I decided to not put like, I have like kitty size bathtubs in here, but like, not like a bathtub you could like.
No, I get that. In. I get it.
We did the bathtubs primarily to like wash the dogs.
Yep.
You know, like, so it's just be nice to sit in a nice hot tub.
Oh, for sure.
It's pretty big, actually. It's a lot bigger than we thought it was going to be.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So
awesome.
Right. So I am going to be sending those emails out this week to see if people want to, you know, send us their story via voice memo. And yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So
okay.
So that's it. That's all. And we'll be loving you forever.
Thanks, guys. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.